Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hello again, Story Club members. I'm Ivy, your ghostly host with the most and keeper of the strangest, spookiest tales on Earth. Today is another Ivy's chilling tale. This tale, Story Club members, is one of the sweetest scary tales I've ever recorded because it was written by a very spooktacular mom named Meg for her daughter, Kate. Kate's birthday is on May 5th, and because Kate is one of my beloved listeners and a Story Club superfan, her mom reached out to me with this incredible, chilling tale as a gift. How amazing is that? Today's tale is one that Meg calls Backwards Birthday. Kate slowly opened her eyes as the sunlight streamed in through her bedroom window. This was it, her favorite day of the year, her birthday. Today she turned 12 and her mom would do what she always did on the morning of Kate's birthday. Come into her bedroom singing that cheesy happy birthday song, dramatically holding a plate over her head with one cupcake with one lit candle neatly placed on top. Every year the cake was white and the frosting was bright pink with little silver sprinkles on top. Raspberry lemon was Kate's favorite combination of all time. So that was the flavor of the cupcake every time. Was it a little embarrassing to see her mom make a big fuss over her birthday? Sure. She didn't tell her friends, but secretly, Kate loved it. It was their sweet little family tradition. The best. Kate bounded out of bed, looking down the hallway, but heard the telltale snores coming from her mom's room. Still asleep? Huh? On a day like today, her birthday? She grumbled to herself as she started to stumble back to bed. But before she slid under the covers, something large and furry appeared out of nowhere and knocked her down. Beanbag! Kate yelled, annoyed. Beanbag was the name of the family's 150-pound St. Bernard dog. His idea of asking for cuddles was jumping up on Kate until he knocked her over. Ugh, rude. Kate suddenly remembered that she had a hidden chocolate bar in her closet after her friend Maggie had given it to her at school yesterday. An early birthday present. Well, if her mom was still asleep, she couldn't really get in trouble for having candy for breakfast, right? Unfortunately, Beanbag, the St. Bernard dog, was also hungry. So as Kate stood in front of her closet, he jumped up to steal the chocolate, pushing her so hard she fell forward into the back of the closet. Dropping the candy bar and hitting her head on the floor, Kate tumbled into the darkness, through the back wall of the closet, and suddenly, everything went silent. Blinking to adjust to the dim light, Kate realized she was out of the closet, back in her bedroom. But how? Had she blacked out after she hit her head? Dazed, she wondered if Beanbag had dragged her out of the closet. But the dog was gone and her room, well, her room didn't look quite right. Instead of sky blue, the walls of her room were now a gloomy gray with long scratch marks along the walls. Her bed was pushed against the opposite wall. The white sheets were now an inky black. The sparkling yellow fairy lights Kate had wrapped around Spike, her flowering cactus, were now red, looking like glowing drops of blood in the half-light. What was this place? Everything was backwards. Startled by loud footsteps rushing down the hallway, Kate turned to see her mother enter the room. But again, everything seemed wrong. Her mother stared at her blankly with eyes that were black as pitch instead of pale blue. She wore a floor-length gray nightgown, her dark hair pulled back into a tight bun, a stark contrast to her mom's usually wild reddish-brown curls.
"Happy birthday, my darling," she said in a hoarse whisper.
Are you okay, Mom?" Kate asked.
"Of course,"
her mother said nervously, scratching at the back of her neck, her eyes darting left and right.
"Come to the kitchen. Come. You know what it's time for."
At this point, Kate was weirded out beyond belief, but she assumed all this was just a dream. So she followed her weird mom into the kitchen to see what would happen. Why was every room darker than the last? Candles lit on the kitchen table were the only source of light.
"Have a seat,"
Kate's mom whispered, placing a small plate before her daughter. Leaning in, Kate saw a cupcake that looked like a lump of charcoal with red frosting on top. No candle, no sprinkles. The cupcake seemed to slowly puff in and out, as if it was breathing. Ugh, creepy. Kate pushed her chair back and was about to make some excuse to crawl back into bed and hide under the covers, but just then, her mother's pale hand clamped down on her shoulder. Kate noticed that she smelled sickly sweet, like lavender. Strange. Lavender was her mom's least favorite flower. A tiny fork appeared at the edge of the plate.
"Dig in,"
her mom hissed. Her hand stayed on Kate's shoulder, holding her firmly in place. Hesitant, Kate picked up the fork and started to cut into the cupcake. Ugh, no way was she gonna eat that thing. Something dark red and sticky started to ooze out of the cupcake, coating the plate and dripping off the edge.
"Thought I'd surprise you and fill it with raspberry jam this year,"
her mom laughed, but the laugh sounded forced. Just then, the cupcake made a sound, a high-pitched scream like a kettle, water boiling. It wailed and wailed. Shocked, Kate stared in disbelief, letting go of her fork, which quickly slid into the cupcake before disappearing entirely. The cupcake fell silent. Was she going crazy? Had the cupcake just eaten her fork? Quickly pushing back her chair, Kate started running out of the room and nearly tripped over something. It was furry, but it wasn't Beanbag. A small dark terrier blocked the way to her room, growling menacingly and stalking towards her. "Out of my way," Kate yelled frantically. The dog growled again and jumped up on her, scratching her arm. Blood dripped on the floor. Oh, how deep was that scratch? Her mother appeared behind her, grabbing her shoulder again, lips inches away from Kate's ear. "Ow, let go, please," Kate begged. She was terrified now. Everything felt out of control and totally, totally backwards.
"Be sweet. Be good,"
her mother said in a warning tone.
"He's watching us, always watching."
"Who's watching?" Kate demanded, angry and hurt. "Let go of me." She wrenched away from her mother's cold grasp, ran to her bedroom, and slammed the door, leaning against it to keep everyone out. Goosebumps covered her body as she heard fingernails scratching the door, slowly, deliberately, again and again and again.
"Be sweet. Be good,"
her mother whispered again, sounding scared herself.
"You'll make him angry. Then none of us will ever be safe."
Kate's head was spinning and her heart raced. What to do? What to do? What to do? She pushed a chair against the door and decided to try to get back to her actual bedroom by going back through the closet. She took a deep breath, pulled the closet door open, and ran at the back wall as fast as she could. As the dark surrounded her once more, the air filled with muffled barking and screaming. Kate opened her eyes. Sky blue walls, bright white sheets. Ah, she was back in her real bed, in her real bedroom. Had it just been some awful dream? Looking down at her wrist, the tips of her fingers lightly traced the red scratches on her arm. It still stung. Not a dream then? Her mom started to tiptoe into her room, a little startled that Kate was already awake. "Well, you're up early, birthday girl," her mom giggled, kissing Kate's forehead. "Can I interest you in some breakfast in bed? A cupcake, perhaps?" Kate breathed a sigh of relief. This was definitely her real mom. Totally dorky, silly, and sweet. "Yes, please," Kate said. "You got it, honey," her mom smiled. "Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kate. Happy birthday to you." Woo! 12 years old. I just can't believe it. Her voice trailed off as she padded down the hall, grabbing plates and dropping things, cutlery clattering happily on the tiled kitchen floor. Suddenly, Kate's closet door began to rattle and shake loudly, as if it was about to explode off its hinges and fly towards her. Kate couldn't look away. She called out for her real mother, but it was a silent scream. She tried jumping out of bed, but was somehow frozen to the spot. A deep, evil laugh bellowed from behind the closet door as Kate's bedroom suddenly flooded with the scent of lavender. Ah, that's so creepy! Oh, I really hope that Kate's actual birthday on May 5th isn't the least bit backwards and that there are no cupcakes or terriers trying to take a bite out of her. Happy birthday, Kate. And thank you so much to Meg for sharing this incredible story idea with me on behalf of your daughter. If you have a great idea for a chilling story to share with the Story Club community, email me at ivy@gokidgo.com. And come back tomorrow for another episode of Ivy's Chilling Tales, because every Story Club member needs a little scare every day. Ivy out. Hi, grown-ups! We are incredibly grateful that our show is one of your family's podcast picks. In order to continue to make the type of content you'd like to hear, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd love if you could take a few minutes to complete it. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm.fm/kids. As a thank you, each participant will be entered to win a prize pack from one of the shows, including a prize pack from Go Kid Go. Thank you.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.